So hours after sending this explosive tweet announcing his bid to take over Twitter, Elon Musk happens to have a pre-scheduled TED Talk.
This is probably the most exciting thing that's happened to the TED organization in, I don't know, 5 or 6 years.
And he talked about why he wants to take over this platform.
Twitter has become kind of the de facto town square. It's really important that people have both the reality and the perception that they are able to speak freely within the bounds of the law. One of the things that I believe Twitter should do is open source the algorithm and make any changes to people's tweets, if they're emphasized or de-emphasized, that action should be made apparent so anyone can see that that action has been taken. So there's no sort of behind-the-scenes manipulation, either algorithmically or manually.
So Elon Musk is laying out all of these big plans for Twitter's future, but there's still a question within Twitter and outside of it about how serious any of this is. Like, is Elon Musk just trolling everybody?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we know that he is a very prolific Twitter user and of late has become very invested in free speech as kind of defined by the right wing, you know, where he perceives moderation policies on social media as a threat to free speech. And so that's what a lot of the conversation in the TED Talk is revolving around.
Just be very cautious with permanent bans. Timeouts, I think, are better than sort of permanent bans. And a good sign as to whether there's free speech is someone you don't like allowed to say something you don't like? And if that is the case, then we have free speech. And it's damn annoying when someone you don't like says something you don't like. That is a sign of a healthy, functioning free speech situation.